This Friday night, the 10-pound fiddle will be holding a fundraising concert, I should say, at the Allen Marketplace. I got excited because I like the Allen Marketplace. The concert benefit is to help black churches around the entire country, those that have been damaged by arson in recent months. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins me, and he spoke with blues musicians. One is a deacon, sort of, and the other is a reverend.
Thanks, Sue. Yes, Reverend Robert Jones, he is indeed a Baptist preacher outside of Detroit, incorporating music into his Sunday other day job. And the other one, Deacon Earl, is from right here in Lansing, and he isn't a deacon, you're right, it's just his nickname. Though I admit, you have to admit, that band name, Deacon Earl and the Congregation, is a truly fantastic
one. Is that great?
It's fantastic.
Let me borrow that one.
But it's rather than a church, that name, Deacon Earl, didn't come from church. It came from a rather different cultural hub.
The ladies that used to do my hair at the hair shop gave me the nickname Deacon Earl. And, you know, we've got a little gospel sound, root sound in our stuff. So, and we wear dress clothes. So we figure, hey, Deacon Earl and the Congregation. He's either that or the choir. So I like the Congregation better. We're going to be playing at the Allen Marketplace for the 10-pound fiddle, and we're doing a fundraiser. So, and we always like to support stuff like that. Well, I got into Hendrix when I started playing guitar, and Led Zeppelin. I found out all of that stuff was old blues stuff, and then I found out the original writers, and it was kind of like what I grew up in the church listening to, you know, the old stuff by, you know, with Southern roots, and I got into it that way. And you know, people will go back, they'll backtrack the history of the music, then they'll go back forward. I just got stuck and stayed back there.
Do you know Reverend Jones?
No, I've never met him, but I've been Facebook friends with him for a while because I saw his picture and I just saw, you know, a shot from the ground. I just saw this tall man with a gourd banjo. And I was like, oh man, this old school brother with a gourd banjo. He must be something serious. I should be friends with this guy. So I sent him a friend request. I've never met him in person. Never even knew I was going to. So man, he's like what they call the songstress back then. He covers the whole spectrum, you know, he gets everything. But I like his style more like the roots, the country blues style, Delta blues. But definitely the country blues, opposed to what a lot of people are doing, which is the funk blues or Chicago blues or soul blues.
Hello, I press car sugar. Sugar nearer and so sweet.
My name is Reverend Robert Jones, and I will be performing as part of the 10-pound fiddle in East Lansing. It's been several years that I've had the privilege of coming up and performing at the 10-pound fiddle. It's a great coffee house. Yeah, actually, they came to me. You know, the cause is of course, a great cause because we see that there is this, I won't say attitude, but there is this little problem that we have with hate and intolerance. And so, you know, if we can fight that anywhere, we're fighting it sort of everywhere.
I got a letter this morning, how you ring it red? Said, hurry, hurry, cause the gal your love is dead. I got a letter this morning.
First of all, you know, American roots music has its start in the church. Almost every major form of American music sort of goes back to blues, but blues itself goes back to the spiritual. So, you know, it's very definitely a tie-in. In that respect. And then, of course, you've got the fact that roots music has always been sort of a part of activism, and you have a legacy of folks like Paul Robeson and Lead Belly and Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston and Odetta. All of these musicians, you know, were also people who tended to have something to say about the politics or the issues of the time. By its very definition, roots music comes out of the community. It's kind of the music that comes from the bottom up instead of the top down. A lot of times, you know, with popular music, it's somebody trying to figure out what will sell. And so it tends to be, you know, a little bit more polished and a little bit more finished. But roots music is what happens from the bottom up. It's people, you know, singing work songs or singing songs of worship or praise or protest. And a lot of times, you know, those folks take songs that are already in the public vernacular and they just change them to make them relevant to the fight at hand or the situation that they're dealing with at the time. So I think that makes, you know, roots music especially relevant when we come down to issues of change and protest and really activism.
Now, Will was my great-grandfather, and he never learned to bow. When other black men stepped aside, Will never figured how. He worked for Boss Mac Minion, who was a hard and wealthy man, because everywhere that you were stepping, you was on Mac Minion's land.
The fact is, if you accept the premise that this music sort of comes out of the people's needs or experiences of a given time, that also gives you insight as to what was happening historically. You go back and you sort of start to study the music and you realize that if you, for example, understand Woody Guthrie's 1913 Massacre, not only are you hearing a great and powerful song, but you're also learning a lot about the labor movement. You're learning a lot about copper miners up in Calumet, Michigan. And so that way, when you sort of couch the song in terms of American history and or just the art of writing, when you think about the skill that some of these folks had in terms of writing songs, it's something that you can easily translate and take into a classroom. I love the fact that, you know, we're doing something in Michigan to help, you know, rebuild churches that have been attacked in different parts of the country, or for that matter, in, you know, different parts of the world. It's one of those powerful things that this music can do. I'm really honored to be a part of this program, and the preacher and the deacon, we're going to do what we can to get it done.
You can come hear Reverend Robert Jones, as well as Deacon Earl and the congregation, at Carry It On, the concert presented by the 10-Pound Fiddle at the Allen Marketplace off Kalamazoo Street in Lansing. The doors will open this Friday at 7:30 in the evening. Portions of each ticket will benefit the Peace Education Center, who support the Rebuild the Churches Fund, aiding several black churches recently destroyed by arson across the U.S. More information about the concert at 10poundfiddle.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.